Iraq's quiet over Easter doesn't last long. Burma's military is still a power player, and a little dirt, a water filter, and the gospel can help change lives in Zambia. We'll tell you how you can help on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Easter passed quietly for Iraq's Christians, but it didn't last long. A deadly bombing this week in Tikrit. Violence like that is what sent hundreds of thousands of Christians fleeing for their lives. The Christian Post recently reported that only 57 churches remain in Iraq. We caught up with Greg Musselman of Voice of the Martyrs Canada while he was in Baghdad.
You've still got the ongoing violence. You've got a decimated church. And yet in the midst of that, we have met some amazing church planters and pastors and leaders and Christians that are doing amazing work. And God is moving by his Holy Spirit in spite of a very difficult situation here.
Musselman interviewed a pastor and asked if he was discouraged.
He said, no, there's still 30 million people to reach for Christ. So on one hand, it looks on the outside very much like the church has suffered a lot of difficulty. On the other hand, those that are remaining here are getting stronger in their faith.
More on this at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, there's a dichotomy between government actions in Burma. Vision Beyond Borders' Diane Romaine says, on one hand,
they're proceeding towards democracy, and so that is encouraging.
On the other hand,
they're actually making more military outposts deeper into the current areas in the Kurni and the Kachin.
Burma's military government has a long history of persecuting these people groups.
There's been an outright genocide. They're trying to wipe out these people, and you see influx of more refugees and more people fleeing the areas because they're scared of the military.
Romaine says in Burma and around the world,
the persecution of Christians is increasing, so we just need to be praying for our brothers and sisters for strength to be able to stand amidst the persecution and that we would be a witness and a light.
Vision Beyond Borders brings spiritual and physical aid to refugees along the Burma-Thailand border. Support their efforts at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. Do you know what a disciple is?
The average person sitting in row 5 in any church really doesn't have a crystal clear understanding of what a disciple is. They think that's a graduate Christian or a pastor or a missionary or someone who is on staff.
Through the Mission Society, Denny Heiberg and his wife train church leaders worldwide in discipleship. They teach leaders what discipleship is and how to train others.
A disciple is one who follows Jesus in allegiance and obedience to his claims, to his life, his commands.
Pray wisdom and discernment for the Heibergs as they help church leaders become disciples. Pray leaders will carry the training into their church communities.
The only responsibility we have as Christ followers, the only authentic and authorized responsibility we have is to make disciples.
Next, thousands of kids around the world will receive physical and spiritual assistance, and you can be a part of it. April 21st is Compassion Sunday, an annual event sponsored by Compassion International. It helps the church understand the needs of the world's poorest kids with the hopes of sponsoring up to 15,000 of them. As they are, each child is linked to a local church for physical and spiritual help. Get your free Compassion Sunday planning guide at missionnetworknews.org. And nearly a billion people around the world lack access to clean water. You can do something about it through a mission trip with Global Aid Network. From July 31st to August 11th, you can hand out water filters to 4 rural communities in Zambia. While bringing clean water to orphanages, schools, and hospitals, you'll get a chance to share the gospel. There's a place to sign up at missionnetworknews.org. Pray the team will have many opportunities to share the gospel in Zambia. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Middle East and North Africa need prayer. Sat7 wants to help you do that with a free set of Sat7 bookmarks. They're a great resource to start your prayer group or missions discussion. Keep one in your Bible, give the others away as a reminder to pray for Sat7's ministry and the region. Get your free bookmarks by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.